Emergency Escape Breathing Support System, EBSS. EBSS allows two firefighters to share air from one cylinder without removing their face pieces. A firefighter with a malfunctioning SCBA can connect his or her regulator to the buddy breathing output on the working SCBA, figure 539. As both firefighters use the same air, they should make their way out of the dangerous environment toward the nearest means of emergency egress or the nearest safe haven. Integrated Pass Control Module. Pass Control Module contains analog or digital displays to provide information about the operation of the SCBA and pass device. The displays are required to show the remaining breathing air cylinder content. Manufacturers may also include other vital information such as cylinder pressure, alarms, remaining battery life, estimates for remaining operational time. Heads-up display HUD. Heads-up displays show vital equipment information on the inside of the facepiece, may be integrated into the facepiece or mounted on the shoulder and projecting an image to the facepiece, figure 540. NEF PA 1581 regulations. HUD must display the breathing cylinder content at least in 100, 75, 50, and 33% increments. The display should flash at 1% increments to indicate to the wearer the rate at which air is being used. Manufacturers may also include other information as part of the display depending upon their designs. Alert lighting systems. The lights of this SCBA facepiece's heads-up display provide a constant reminder of the available air pressure in an air cylinder, courtesy of Arlington, TX Fire Department. Photograph by Jason Arias. All pass devices are designed to emit an alarm when they activate. Some manufacturers will also include a lighting system in the SCBA harness that flashes emergency signals when the device activates. The intention is for rescuers to receive both a visual and audio signal to follow when searching for a downed firefighter. Voice communication systems. Some manufacturers integrate voice communication systems into SCBA to supplement radio communications. Firefighters can turn the systems on or off as needed. An NFPA 1581 allows the systems to have a volume control. Some systems are voice activated, providing hands-free communications. The systems may also use a wired or wireless interface to connect to the firefighter's radio, rather than operate as a standalone replacement for a radio. SCBA protection limitations. Although they protect you from a variety of hazards, all respiratory protection equipment has limitations. You must be aware of these limitations if you are going to operate safely and effectively in hazardous atmospheres. The wearer or the equipment itself may create limitations. Wearer limitations. The limitations that you have the greatest control over include lack of physical condition. If you are not in good physical condition, or if you are overweight, you may deplete your air supply rapidly. Lack of agility. If you are not sufficiently agile, the weight and restriction of the equipment will make you less so, thus making it difficult to accomplish your assigned tasks. Impaired balance. Donning SCBA will significantly impair your balance and gait, manner of walk, inadequate pulmonary capacity. You must have sufficient lung capacity to inhale and exhale sufficient air while wearing respiratory protection equipment. Weakened cardiovascular ability. You must have a strong enough heart to prevent heart attacks, strokes, or other related problems while performing strenuous activity. Psychological limitations. You must be able to overcome stress, fear, and feelings of claustrophobia while wearing respiratory protection equipment. Unique facial features. The shape and contour of the face can affect the ability to get a complete face-to-face seal. Weight loss or gain can alter the facepiece seal. Note: you can offset these limitations through constant training with each type of respiratory protection equipment you use, periodic medical evaluations, and proper fit testing of respiratory protection facepieces. Training will make you more confident and more effective while wearing respiratory protection equipment. Equipment limitations. SCBA units have limitations including limited visibility. The full facepiece can reduce peripheral vision, while facepiece fogging can reduce overall vision. Decreased ability to communicate. The facepiece can seriously hinder voice communication unless it has built-in voice amplification or a microphone connection. Decreased endurance. the weight of SCBA units averaging between 25 and 35 pounds, 12.5 and 17.5 clow, makes you tire more quickly, decreased mobility. The increase in weight and the restrictions that the harness straps cause can reduce your mobility. Poor condition of apparatus, minor leaks, and poor valve and regulator adjustments can result in excess air loss. Low air cylinder pressure. If the cylinder is not filled to capacity, the amount of working time is reduced proportionately. You have some control over these limitations through frequent and proper inspections, care, and maintenance. Training with the units that you will use can also help you overcome the weight and mobility factors.